Blog Talk Radio.
Emma E2K, another blessed Monday to be here, even with my trigger finger. How's everybody doing? It's Monday. It's December. Oh, Jesus, Lord. Merry, 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 merry to everybody. Okay. Merry, merry to everybody. Thank you for tuning in so early. Some got to go to work. I get that, but you can always come back and look at the show in its archive. People are tuning in through lushradioonline.net, and they're also looking at me live on Facebook /Emma E2K. So if you want to see me live in the morning, if you just want to listen and tune in, you can also go to Blog Talk Radio and type in Lush Radio Online. And also listen to, you know, through those means. Good morning, Marilyn. Good morning, Queen. How are you? It's December, folks. December. And December started amazing because December 1st, which was on Saturday, was Salsa from Heaven. If you missed Salsa from Heaven, we had an amazing time. It was so cool. I love turning up for the Lord. Like, before I became a Christian, I used to be like, oh, my God, you know, I'm going to serve the Lord, but now I got to stop doing all these fun things. I can't have fun. I can't laugh anymore or dance anymore, you know, because I'm going to be, you know, I have God in my life. And that is so false. That has been such a false idea of what being a Christian is. God wants us to laugh. God wants us to enjoy our lives. God wants us to rejoice. He just wants to be in the midst of it all. That's it. But he wants us to have fun. He wants us to dance. He wants us to do all that. He just don't want us to forget about him while in the process, right? Because usually when we party and all that, it's about, you know, we got to get drunk and we got to get high and we got to get twisted and we got to be not ourselves to have fun. And that's not the case. As a Christian woman, I have all the fun I want. I listen to music, I dance, I do all that while glorifying him at the same time. Multitasking. So, you know, he asks us to rejoice and have fun and just not to forget to put him in the midst of it all. So I've learned that combination. So, yes. So shout out to Roberto. Salsa from Heaven was a hit. We were honored. E2K Worldwide was a part of that. The part of the ticket proceedings is going to Healing Queens. So it's a win-win. Met amazing, amazing people. This was done at Crossover Church. My church is so cool. Like, they let us have these type of events and all that. My pastors was hanging out with us, and they were dancing and all that. Posted all the pictures if you're following me on my personal page. If not, I'll share, I think, some on this page on the Emma E2K. But, Salsa from Heaven was a smash. I can't wait to next year already because it was amazing. It was amazing. The band, Orquesta Victoriosa, rocked it. And we had dancers and it was just an amazing night. I'm just so blessed and honored to have been asked to be a part of it. And so now this Saturday coming up, I'm going to host at Hooch and Hive. That's 101 West Cass Street in Tampa, Florida. I will be hosting an open mic there. As She Speaks Coaching presents As She Speaks Open Mic. So I will be hosting As She Speaks Open Mic. I'm excited about that. I was asked to do that. My friend Michelle, which owns the company, is the one that asked me to do that. And I was super, super excited to be called to do it. Thank you for the invitation. I'm so excited. It's this Saturday. I can't wait. So don't forget, if you need more information, it's posted on my Emma E2K page. I'm going to go to music. I'll be right back.
No one ever told me this would be easy, but I never knew that it could be this hard. Oh, the worry is weighing on me. Could you help me break down all these question marks?
morning, good morning. Motivational Mondays with your empowered and positive host, Emma E2K. Another blessed Monday to be here. It's a blessing always to be here and to be able to participate with my listening audience. I have a worldwide audience, so I never know where people are tuning in from. So if you want me to shout out your state or your city, make sure you post it on the comments, and I will do so. And I will let everybody know who is in the building. I know so far Florida is in the building, and I've seen some New York City in the building, Bronx to be exact. So I see ya, I see ya. Leave it in the comments, and I'll definitely shout you out with no problem. So I was speaking before the break, before the music break, about Salsa from Heaven. This event is dope. It's like the second year, but every year I know it's going to get more and more better. I was blessed and honored to be asked to be a part of it this year. Last year I was kind of a part of it. You know, I just stepped in just to help. But this year I was brought in as one of the companies. And not only that, they were so gracious to want to give part of the tickets for, that were bought to Healing Queens. Those that don't know, Healing Queens is a nonprofit organization that I am a president to, my founder and president of. And that foundation does Life with Women before, during, and after crisis. So anytime you have a nonprofit, you know, funds are needed. Funds, without the funds, we can't really process. Doing workshops and doing all these amazing things that we do for the women that we service. So in this giving time, because the topic is giving, in this giving season, if you feel compelled in your heart, if anyone ever done anything for you, if you feel compelled in your heart to help someone else, to help another woman, or help a woman reach her queenhood, right, adjust her crown, check us out at healingqueens.org. We accept through PayPal. Our PayPal is healingqueens@gmail.com. I'll put all, you know, right now there's on Facebook, there is a fundraiser being raised. So listen, anything and everything helps. So I would appreciate any and every donations. I know the queens that I service definitely will appreciate it. So the topic for today is giving. BX, Watson for life. Watson is in the building always. The topic is giving. How do you give? Do you give? Do you know that it's important to give? Do you know that's part of what we're called to do is give? So there's a lot of people that are givers and some are takers, right? And we're going to talk about that today. Who are you? Where are you at? Where are you in this season? Where are you in this life? Are you a giver or are you a taker? Because the blessing is in the giving. Yeah, I used to think the blessing was in the getting, right? Before I knew any better, right? I was like, what? When I get, I'm blessed. Like, I'm blessed. And don't get me wrong, that does work that way too. You know, when you're giving, you're giving things by other people, that is a blessing. So that's not nothing like not to celebrate, you know? But the blessing is in the giving. When you give is when you're most blessed. Hey, Angel. Karma, you a giver? Yes. Okay, awesome. I love givers because I'm a giver. I love hanging out with other givers. My niece Kendall is on too. Okay, we love you. Oh, I love you guys too. Thank you for tuning in. So topic today is giving. You know, we used to... Sorry, it's a live show and I got my dog here. Yeah, okay. Yay! It's okay. Security's on deck. So we used to giving. I mean, we're used to taking and getting and receiving. I don't know. Some people, right? I'm not really used to that. I've always been a giver since young. But the blessing is in the giving, and I never really understood that when people used to say that. It's like, what? How am I blessed if I'm giving you what I got, right? How do I get blessed if I give you my money or my time or my love, right? How is that a blessing for me if I'm giving it to you? And that comes from lack of maturity, right? When we feel that we give and we're just giving and we don't get nothing back. And just a little pet peeve, right? We don't give to get back. We're not supposed to anyway. Most of us do. But we're not supposed to give to receive anything back. God already takes care of us. He takes care of us. So when we give, that's the blessing in itself. Now, when we give with a cheerful heart, that's when the blessing's coming back, right? You know, when we give and we like, ah, here you go, you know, with attitude or with ungratefulness, like we're like, here, the blessing is not there because you're just like, But when you give with a cheerful heart, like, I want to give, I want to help, I want to contribute, I want to give you this love even if you don't love me back, right? I want to give you this gift even if you're not gifting back, because it's not about us giving and what we're getting back. It's about the blessing, how we're able to bless others. There's people that are in certain positions that can bless others. Good morning, Michelle. Good morning, sis. Good morning, good morning. Top of the morning to you. So there's ways that we can bless others, having conversations with them, just praying for them, loving on them, maybe buying them a coffee or a lunch or a meal, maybe as simple as just having a conversation, asking them how they're doing, how their day went. There's a lot of people that don't even get asked how their day went, you know? I'm with the trigger finger. Yeah. There's people going through stuff, and nobody even asks them how their day went or what's going on with them or are they okay, right? Giving them a chance to be able to express and be like, wow, okay, somebody's concerned and really cares. Michelle, we're talking about giving, but on the top of the show, I already had let everybody know about that I will be at Hooch and Haz for the As She Speaks open mic, and I will be hosting, and you graciously asked me, and I graciously said, yes, I will do it. So don't forget, you can get tickets at the, if you go to Facebook, Hooch and Hive, 101 West Cass Street, Tampa, Florida, and the information will be on the comments and this thread. So make sure you go get your ticket. Oh, no, I think it's sold out. It's sold out. Oh, my bad. You're going to have to tune in for next month. I believe it's going to be done every month, right? Yeah, I think it's going to be done every month. It got sold out really quickly. Yes, every month there will be a As She Speaks open mic. So if you're interested in that, make sure that you follow the page, follow As She Speaks Coaching, and all the information will be there, and I'll share it as well, quarterly. She said it's going to be done quarterly. I'm excited. I'm excited to be there because I'm going to be hosting. Come and say, man. Come and support the cause, you know. It's a bunch of women out there. Next one will be done in February. Okay. I hope around my birthday, just saying. So come and support the cause, you know, come and support, As She Speaks Coaching. You know, she's an amazing, amazing woman, that's out there just, loving on women, coaching them, right? She does life coaching and many other things. Just contact her and she'll let you know everything she does. But I'm excited about next Saturday. So Carmen is saying something here. Let me go into the other page because I gotta be reading everything everybody shares. So multitasking. multitasking. Carmen says, trying to get to your comments, Carmen. This be like in real time. And we're talking about, okay, so Carmen says, every time I go into a store and they have toy drives, I donate. I feel it's so important to help. It's the season to be jolly. Yes. I mean, it is the season. I think we should do that all the time, if you ask me. I think that we should really sit down and look at all these organizations that are really community-based, that are really helping the community and the people in our community, and bless them with what you could. And if you don't have monetary funds to bless them with, then ask to, if you can volunteer. You know, volunteering is another way to give. You know, you're giving of your time. So, you know, make a list of all these organizations that are doing stuff. Follow them. See what they're doing. See how productive they are. See the impacts that they are creating with the people around them, and support them. Support them. Repost their stuff. Share their stuff on social media. That causes you nothing but 2 seconds that you can be able to do that. Support these foundations and these organizations, especially the nonprofit, because we do count and rely on funds. Without funds, we can't do workshops, create programs, be out there helping the homeless and the needy, because let's face it, you know, what we do, it's we do have to have funds to do it, to keep it going. So, you know, it just paying for the fees of websites, to keep the websites up and to have this information out and going to other people. So thank you if you support local businesses, if you support nonprofits that are actually out there doing the work, you know, because it takes a lot. It takes a village. It takes a village. It takes funds. It takes time. It takes dedication. It takes passion to be able to go out there and do these amazing things for other people unselfishly, right? So we want to help people along, continue to do this. There's people that are being affected every day and all the time. They don't know where to go. They don't have resources. And so these nonprofits step up and offer these resources, offer these times, have these people that come out and volunteer and love on other people and do the things that need to be done in order to help our community. Listen, without these workshops, without these programs, people could be doing a lot of worse things, just saying. People could be doing, hey, Andrew, how are you? How you doing? You're missed. You're definitely missed. You're missed. So we're talking, the topic today is giving. We're talking about giving, like giving from the heart, like truly giving. We're used to receiving. A lot of us just love receiving. And listen, not all the time is bad receiving, because there's good times and there's seasons when it's time just to receive. But if you're a person that's always receiving, let this be the time that you give. Stop it, you know? Thank you. Let this be the season that you actually turn around and give, especially if you know you've been given amazing things, like, you know, people have poured into you. People have took out the time to really love on you, believe in you, right? It's time to give back, y'all. It's really time to give back. It's time to stop being so selfish, and it's time to give back in however capacity you can be able to give back. Because there's so many ways that you can do that. So many ways. So support your local businesses. Support your local organizations, nonprofits that do help the community. I'm asking for Healing Queens, but there's 1,000 other organizations that help people truly help people, you know, and don't ask nothing of them. It's free because people like us that are givers give, you know, give of their time, give of their finances to make these things happen. So I'm going to go into a quick song and I'll be right back.
Vida Passion. Posse. Come on.
See me.
Yeah.
Hear me.
Okay.
Feel me.
Listen. Never knew being the female in the game would bring me so much pain, and I let it get to my brain. So much so I almost threw in the towel, man, cause it's kinda hard when you don't really fit in. Just let me in. Knock, knock, who there? It's me though, the same one who taught you how to shoot them free throws. I know you at your door, I see you through your peephole. How easy we forget, now I'm meeting with your ego. Oh, this been heavy on my heart. I've been in the game a minute, I gave most these boys they start. I've been hustling, I've been grinding, I've been doing my thing. I've been praying for the movement cause we on the same team. 116 Misfits, Humble Beast King. I love what y'all do, but make room for the queens. I got a generation that's coming up behind me. They stepping the stilettos, but they wearing them blindly. I can't just let them fall by the wayside. And I'd be lying if I said I ain't waste time. I let fear get the best of me while I was waiting in line. But they need to see a face that looks like mine. I need to let them hear my voice one time. Remind them of their purpose, cause the ones who got their ears, they lying. Daughters of a king, royal bloodlines. We losing them in places they was never meant to find. I'll never fully understand what it means to be a man. So I hope you let me stand for my ladies in the stands. Rallying the troops, here I am.
Hey yo, this is Roy Tash, and I'm listening to Emma E2K on Motivational Mondays while she plays my brand new single, Stronger, featuring V Rose.
Hold on a little longer, it's almost the end. You're tired of losing, feel like you're never gonna win. Gotta go a little stronger and never give in. Because when you're falling down, it'll help you get up again. Oh, when you're falling down, it'll help you get up again.
Yeah. How long till this darkness passes?
How long?
No beauty, man, all I'm seeing is ashes. I'm trying to climb, but I'm stuck at the bottom. One breath from drowning and sinking into this madness now. I've seen my problems, never fight fair. Got me looking for the runway. Yeah, feeling like I'm in a nightmare. Man, I know I gotta wake up someday. Heard buddy I know telling me that they praying. Lot of words, but I don't really hear what they saying. Long days I suffer, dark days like thunder. I've been treading water, but I'm about to go down and under.
Hold on a little longer. It's almost the end. You're tired of losing, feel like you're never gonna win. Gotta go a little stronger and never give in. Because when you're falling down, he'll help you get up again.
We've got to hold on.
Hold on.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
uh-huh.
Oh,
because it's making you strong.
We got to hold on.
All of this pain, it's like I can't catch a break or phrase. Holding on, but I don't know how much longer. I can feel my fingers slipping away. Dang. I'm feeling so frustrated. Why is it always so complicated? I just don't know if I can take it. I am breaking. When you need some help, trouble all around you, feeling like you're lost, just look to the one who found you. Was down, but he rose up again, and the same power that did that lives in you, so just keep fighting.
Hold on a little longer. It's almost the end.
Trust me, I promise.
You're tired of losing, feel like you're never gonna win.
Gotta go a little stronger
and hold on
and never give in.
Don't you ever give in.
When you're falling down, he'll help you get up again.
You got to hold on.
Hold on.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
uh-huh.
Oh,
you know what's making you stronger.
We got to hold on.
Good morning, good morning. Motivational Mondays with your empowered and positive host, Emma E2K. Another blessed Monday. And I got to keep reminding people about the blessings that are on Mondays. People be like, okay, you know, we got to go back to work. Oh, boo-hoo, you got a job. Oh, I got to go back to school. Boo-hoo, you have the... You know, you've had the privilege to be able to go to school. And so many people don't have that privilege. Cannot go to school. Cannot find a job. Don't have a job. You know, can't feed their families. And you dare to complain on a Monday that you got to get up and go to work. And you have a job. You know, you have income coming in. Listen, today's topic. Hey, Queen T. Today's topic. I'm glad you're feeling better, sis. I see you're about to get back on the big rig pretty soon. Anna says, what a blessing for a week, Mondays, to be strengthened. God bless you. Thanks. Yes. And that's what it's about. Like, you know, so we come on Mondays and we're like boo-hooing and complaining. And, you know, again, having the get mentality, right? Right? So the taker mentality. So we want to just take. But they're giving. How do we give? How do you give? You know, how do you give? If the blessing is in the giving, point blank, I don't know, point blank zip. The blessing is in the giving. Always be in the giving. The giving of yourself. I used to think it was, you know, about me and this and that. Until I realized, you know, God had to check me on this. Like, God had let, you know, had to remind me, like, chick, it's not about you. Where you going with that? Where you going thinking it's about you? Come back here. Come back here and do my work. Do what I'm telling you to do. Because I don't know where you going with that, with those thoughts. It's not about you. And that was a hit in the gut, like, it's not about me. Then you leave the 99 to chase me. How is that about me? You left the 99 to chase me, to bring me in, right? The fact that he chased me, it's enough for me. And he loved me that much. It's enough for me. That he covers me and he smothers me with this love. It's enough for me to give without ceasing. To pray without ceasing. Not to worry without ceasing. Because he got me. He got me like a jacket. Like, he got me 100% and 1,000%. He got me. So whatever is mine was his to begin with. He gave it to me anyway. So, you know, So giving it back is just part of the process. Like, okay, God gave me this, and I'm going to give it right back. The blessing is in the giving, and I want to bring this home today. Yes, it's the season, and people are feeling a little extra to give because it's the season, and it's the season to give, and, you know, we're celebrating Jesus' birthday and, you know, and all that, but it shouldn't happen just in December. It shouldn't happen just in this holiday. It should be always. We should always have a grateful heart. We should always have a giving heart. We should always give of our time and our money and our finances and whatever we have. We should always give and we should always share. Thank you to all those that have contributed, not only to this radio show, as it's kind of like part of a ministry as well, but not only to this radio show, but just to Kingdom Business, just to the fact that you guys encourage me to get up every day and go and do something for other people. My audience, my village are super supportive because without my village, I couldn't do 90% of the things I'm doing now. How I do it, I have an awesome village of people that surround me, that pray for me, that sustain me, that, you know, remind me, keep going. And that's super, super important for me. That fuels me to be able to, you know, do what I do, to get up every day, to be grateful, to be happy. Even in the days where I don't feel like it, even in those days where I feel like, listen here, I just want to stay in this bed and do nothing, somebody will text me or somebody will call me, and just like that, it'll be over because I know it's not about me and I got to get up and do things. Oh, Lord Jesus. So, but it gives me that reminder, like, who do you think you are going about to stay up in this bed and not do nothing? You better get up. You better go on, get up. Stop, keep thinking it's about you and it's not. That's what makes me continue to keep giving. The understanding already that I know it's not about me. Thought it was. But when you start maturing in the relationship with Christ, he lets you know. I mean, and it doesn't come in a whisper. I know he didn't whisper it to me. He was like, really, Emma? And I was like, yes, really, Lord. You know, well, that's the relationship I have with him. And he will check you on some stuff. And he definitely checked me on some stuff. And I'm glad that he did because it's an awesome feeling to know how to give. And just to give from the heart. To give gratefully, to give cheerfully, and not just because it's Christmas. It's a wonderful thing that it's Christmas. You know, Christmas is coming. People are gift-giving, and that's great, right? You know, listen, I love a gift, right? But I more love if you will ask me how my day went. If you will ask me how can you pray for me, that means more to me than anything. But, you know, everybody's in a different season and a different time that they need different things. So that's something that I will never say no to or be mad about. If you be like, Emma, how can I pray for you? I'll be like, here's the list. So we got to pay the bills, right? Got to go to music. Be right back.
Rude Boy and Rude Girls. You're listening to Emma E2K on Motivation on Monday. Bless me, son.
Campeón. Yeah, that's right, that's right. Arriba, campeón. Oh, yeah. mucho, I take it global. I've been moreno, papi loco, since 88. I like dance on the lolo, it's in my torso. I got fire like some cultures, get in my ojos. Okay, okay, we don't walk away, in my go day, no way am I gonna leave. Oh no, not today, do not behave, but it's on the league. Weep before you speak, though, think before you eat. How you love a country food more than its people? Cause I think you hide behind your politics. You do not want answers, you want arguments. Okay, yes, I love the kingdom more than I love my nation. Yeah, yes, I love my neighbor more than I love his papers. Okay, okay, stop that, still I. We thrive, we thrive, we don't, do not die. Coming live from the Citadel, I was made alive in the biggest fail. When Washington fell, still hit a tin tail.
Love,
till we live well, we gon' play the role real well.
Campeón.
One time for the stop.
Arriba, campeón.
Oh yeah. Oh,
luchando, campeón. Singing back. Oh. Arriba, campeón. Arriba, campeón.
TNC se unió con el KB. Buscando mi salida como KD. Un saludo a los boricuas en el Navy. Representaron latino, hizo KB. Nos hicimos bajo el sol, baños de sudor. Laboramos todos los días, aunque hubo dolor. Lo negativo no nos mata, nos hace mejor. Nuestra fuerza no depende del alrededor. Oh, Cuba, Chile, Nicaragua, Argentina y Bolivia. Latinos somos ya familia, unidos como nos dice la Biblia. Quiero que la gente me suba las manos bien altas para el techo. Y si tú eres latino y no te avergüenzas, pues date dos puños bien duros para el pecho.
And I met the bravest, but they still sing when they're living through the anguish. Never be famous when you got a smile for your kids when you know that they're in danger. You feel anger, Puerto Rico, many bodies never claimed you. But when you look into your neighbor and you get hatred, but they be back for vacation. But the people still make it, they will never break it. Come with your little with the great here, be amazed here. Spend a couple days here, see the courageous people that you don't want to migrate here. Probably really want to have the gospel for the nation. Cause I see sheep when you say your heart's full, homie. I see deep when I see weak. I pray to God, I see me. Come on.
One time for the South.
We wanna live, let the light in. I know that you're tired, mommy, you're a fighter. We just wanna live, I cannot forget. As long as I live, I'll be standing right here. We just wanna live, let the light in. Always alive, you were not forgotten. We just wanna live, let the light in.
There's a quiet place that gives me peace when I'm alone with you. There's a hiding place, your spirit's always there when I'm confused. Yeah, only you. Cry.
Tuned in to Motivational Mondays on LushRadioOnline.net with your positive and wonderful host, Emma E2K. blessings here for those that are just tuning in, those that have been rocking with me for this past hour. I thank you. I appreciate you. Thank you for sharing, those that shared the show. I see you. I appreciate you. I mean, this is the only way to get the word out, right? If we share and we share good things with others, let's make the positive things go viral, right? We always get caught up with all those negative stuff, and we don't hesitate to share that. So let's share. This is another way to give, right? As our topic today is giving. How do you give? Like, how do you give back? How do you don't become just a taker all the time? Because, I mean, it's easy. We can get caught in that. we can get caught in just being the ones, just want to receive all the time. And taking and taking and taking from others, right? Taking from their time, taking from their energy, taking from their talents, right? We can easily become takers. We have to discipline ourselves to continue to be givers. The blessing is in the giving. I mean, I can't stress that any more than I've stressed it, I think, this hour. It's important for our growth, spiritually and otherwise, to learn how to give, but give cheerfully. As we're about to wrap up in these last couple of minutes, and of course I have people in my studio audience trying to talk to me at the same time, right? Just to show you that this is a live show and we keep it 1,000 here. So before I begin to read, let me see what they want. Hold on. Okay, we're back. So this is the time that I share my devotional. I always on Mondays don't read my devotional until I get on here so I can be able to share it with you guys. You know, God has perfect timing, so let's see what, let's go to God and see what he has to say. It's called a storyteller. Ooh. So going to the mailbox at this time of year is an exciting adventure. You never know what you're going to get. When you open the mailbox and see all those white envelopes holding Christmas cards, it's thrilling to rip them open, gaze at the pictures, and read the letters. Some families write pages updating you on every family member and road trip taken. Some friends have a picture with a simple "Have a Merry Christmas," and others will write along the middle with a picture and a quick update. Each of these tell a story. We all have a story to tell, a creative, intricate story designed just for us by the one who determines our steps. It does not matter if your card has a single picture of just you, or you with a husband, or you with a husband and five kids. It does not matter if your card has a picture of your apartment, your dream home, your convertible, or your minivan. It is a story that is beautifully yours and one that should be nourished and nurtured every step of the way. Let the redeemed of the Lord tell their story. Psalms 107:2. Your story changes as you do. Pray that as it does, you keep your eye on the storyteller. Reflect on your current story for a few minutes. What is your prayer as you continue on your journey? My prayer as I continue on my journey would be for God to continue to give me strength and for God to keep always in my heart gratefulness and to remind me that the blessing is in the giving. My prayer in this season, in this journey, would be that I don't forget that it's not about me. That I always keep that in mind. It's not about you. It's not about you. It's not about you. That I don't forget that. So that's my prayer, that I don't forget that it's not about me. It's not about me. It's about others. It's about me loving on people, loving on my neighbor as I love myself, right? God asks us to operate on love. So let this season be about love, about the love that you have for others, about the love that you can give to someone else. Don't be selfish with it. Don't be selfish with it. Go out there and help your local nonprofit organization. Mine is healingqueenswithaz.org. There is plenty and many nonprofits that are out there really helping and servicing their community. Be involved, see what they're doing. You know, give of your time, give of your tithes, give of your offerings. give so they can continue to help the community. Because, you know, one day it could be you. One day it could be you. I had a friend that was like, oh, well, you know, I would, and they were doing good at the time. Oh, I would help you, but, you know, I got these other things to do. Then they fell on hard times. They called me. And thank God that there was other people that didn't have the attitude that they had, and they did help me. And I was able to financially help this person that would help. Right? I was able to show her what giving really meant, how the blessing was really in the giving. Most of us have too much stuff anyway. We got too much stuff and don't know what to do with it. But don't forget that I hate to say it this way, but it is true. Your trash could be somebody else's blessing. Don't be greedy with your stuff. Share. The blessing is in the giving. Learn to give. Really, truly give. Be a grateful giver. This season and every season. There are seasons when you know, things may be a little tight and you care. That's understandable. But when the season comes that you could, do it. Do it and be blessed. Not only be blessed, but bless others. So have an amazing day, but even more so, have a powerful and productive week. Be a blessing to somebody else. Give of your time and of your offering and of your talents and whatever it is that you have to share, give. Do not be afraid to give, for you'll see that the blessing is in the giving. Thank you so much. Have an amazing day. And don't forget, we're here every Monday. See you then.